So Josh Hart of the New York Knicks had some sharp, abrasive comments about me. He was interviewed, it appears anyway, by a Mr. Steve Popper of New York Newsday Sports. And here is the quote from Josh Hart on Stephen A. Smith. For me, I think Stephen A., as a part-time Knicks fan, needs to shut the hell up. He barely knows guys that are on the team. End quote.
Oh, God.
Be nice, Steve. Be nice. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to go there. I love Josh Hart. Josh Hart came on the Knicks 4 years ago. Josh Hart is an energizer bunny for the Knicks. He makes them better in every way. His game, his character, his toughness. I love the guy. And if you know anything about Josh Hart, which Monica McNutt, to her credit, who works at ESPN but calls Knicks games on the radio, alluded to the other day, Josh Hart is going to come to the aid of his teammates just like Dante DiVincenzo would. And Josh Hart is coming to the defense of his teammate and Mikal Bridges. It's obvious, it's clear as day. So him coming at me, fine. I just love how people ignore the resume. Let me say this about myself. So I spent 20 years covering the NBA, and I'm on the road and in locker rooms for over 100 games a year. Damn near 120 games a year when you take into account the playoffs and the multitude of locker rooms that I have to go into. And because my success on television has me in studio, and I'm not there at the games the way that I used to be, and as a result, I'm not going to know the players the way that I used to know the players. I don't know shit. Really? Well, what about 99% of the sports commentators and pundits on television and radio and on newspapers and .com sites and podcasts all over the country, if not the world? Do they have to know you? What did I say about the New York Knicks that requires me to know anybody? First of all, you don't know who I know. Secondly, you don't know who talks to me. Thirdly, you don't even know how close I am to the people that cut your checks, Josh Hart. You know, clearly you haven't done your homework. But that's neither here nor there, because I like Josh Hart. I got news for you, Josh Hart. I like Mikal Bridges, too. I think Mikal Bridges can play. I think he deserved every penny of the $150 million he got. What I'm upset about is the 7 picks that were given up to get him. Because those are assets that you could have had with you and Mikal Bridges and Jalen Brunson and the crew in order to win a championship. You know how I know what I'm talking about, Josh Hart? Because you are 31 years of age. I'm 27 years older than you. And I've been a Knicks fan since I was 3. Josh Hart, that would happen to be 19 years. I'm sorry, 24 years before you were born. You're a Knick now. Were you always a Knick? Weren't you a member of the Los Angeles Lakers? I was a Knicks fan then. Weren't you a member of the New Orleans Pelicans? I was a Knicks fan then. Weren't you a member of the Portland Trailblazers? I was a Knicks fan then. And when you're long gone from being a New York Knick, I'll still be a Knicks fan. I'm not satisfied because the New York Knicks haven't won a championship since 1973. What year were you born in? 1995. The Knicks haven't won a championship since for 22 years before you were born. We haven't been to the finals since you were 3 years old, 4 years old. So when I see an opportunity slipping away from the New York Knicks, I'm sorry if I'm not courtside with Spike Lee wearing my Knicks blazer, cheering y'all on. It's usually because I'm working, bro. That's usually the case. Let me bring it where the goats can get it. It's usually Josh Hart because I'm cheering for you. So next time you want to come at me, could you at least remember that? Part-time Knicks fan, doesn't even know half of the players. Didn't they tell you? I don't get paid to know you or talk to you. I get paid to talk about you. And even then, all I've said is, yo, we got to get better from Mikal Bridges. It's unacceptable. Going through 6 to 7 game streaks where you averaging 8 points on 28% shooting from three. Yo, that ain't what we gave up 7 picks for. Josh Hart, if they giving up that much for you, I'd have been talking about you. When I sat up there and I said that Jalen Brunson, he's responsible. I don't mean that he had conversations and he told Leon Rose what to do. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is he's a superstar who knows his basketball. And Jalen Brunson knows who I love. You have any idea how grateful I am that Jalen Brunson is in a New York Knicks uniform along with you, Josh Hart? Internally grateful that y'all are in Knicks uniforms. But Jalen Brunson, being who he is and what he means to the New York Knicks franchise and our championship hopes, what I'm saying and what I'm holding him accountable for is not that you made the decision. That's Leon Rose. You got to speak up and try to talk him out of that. And I find it very hard to imagine that that's what he did when it came to his boy from Villanova. Not that not get him. I wanted Mikal Bridges in a New York Knicks uniform. Very happy we have him. I was talking about the 7 picks. 7. 4 unprotected first rounders. A pick in that's another first rounder in 2025. Another first round pick in 2026 and a second rounder. That's 7 picks, man. 7. So what I need from Mikal Bridges, I need that brother that's a lockdown defender that's giving me over 20 a night, that's ascending to a point where even if he's not an all-star, we look at him like that. Like, for example, Jamal Murray for Denver just made the all-star team this year. You know how many years we all looked at him as an all-star, even though he wasn't? Because the brother was a big-time player in the postseason. And, oh, by the way, he helped deliver a championship. That's why we looked at Jamal Murray that way. We didn't give a damn about his all-star status. We saw what he produced. That's what I want to see from Mikal Bridges. That's it. I'm sorry if I upset you, Josh Hart. I'm sorry if some reporter felt compelled to come up to you and use me as a storyline to quote what I said to get this reaction from you. Got nothing but love for you, bro. And I got news for you, too. Very, very important that you understand this, Josh Hart. There are millions of Knicks fans who never get to see you play in person and who don't know you. It doesn't mean that they're not fans. I cover the NBA. I cover the world of sports. My resume and my credentials are what they are, but I am a Knicks fan. I never root against y'all. I always root for you. And when I'm not pleased and I'm frustrated and I'm going off, it's because I'm hoping for greatness from you and great results. It ain't because I'm sitting back laughing, salivating, and enjoying your flaws and your failures. I'm pissed off about it because I want you happy. I want you to be a champion because I'm a Knicks fan. I was one before you got here, my brother. And I'm going to be one when you're gone. Because that's what I've been all my life. So I'm going to leave it at that respectfully. You got a podcast with Jalen Brunson and stuff like that. I've been invited. The second I got a time, I'm coming. Ain't nobody hiding. I'll tell you to your face how I feel. Right to your face. Because it's nothing disrespectful. I'm a fan. I have a right as a fan to want a return on the franchise's investment. I dare you to tell me to my face I don't deserve that. I dare you to say that to a Knicks fan. That we don't deserve to require a return on a franchise's investment. You've given it to us. You've exceeded expectations. Jalen Brunson has exceeded expectations. Mikal Bridges has not. I'm not rooting against him. I'm rooting for him. He has not. Period. He hasn't been awful. He's been good. We need more than that from him. I'm not asking for something he can't give. He can give more. Yes, he can. I believe in him, but he hasn't done it. And I'll be damned if I'm not going to say so. If that offends you, I'm sorry. But I ain't changing. And that last part, again, about not knowing players or whatever, you don't know who I know. You don't know who I talk to. You don't know what information I have and the things that I don't say. Watch your mouth. You don't know what I know. You don't have to worry about me telling anything. Not about you or anybody else. I don't roll like that. But you don't know what I know. I'm a Knicks fan. And I know what I see. And I'm not satisfied. Because y'all don't look like y'all going to the finals. And my expectation is that you was going to the finals. That's all. Don't be like one of these mentally soft-ass people out here that never wants to talk to anybody and all of that stuff because you don't like something somebody said. Ain't nobody talking about your mama or your family or anything like that. We're talking basketball. Let's not overreact. I need more from Mikal Bridges, period. You're not beating Boston. You're not beating Detroit this year if we don't get more from Mikal Bridges, period. Period. Just keep it on that level. Period. I don't have to know you. Hell, beyond basketball, I don't care to know you. I want you to win for my New York Knicks. That's all. That's all. Again, regarding Josh Hart for the New York Knicks, let me say this. I'm not offended by what he said. And most importantly, he had every right to clap back because I'm looking at something on NBA on ESPN and First Take that was posted. And I didn't see this before I saw his quote. And it's Josh Hart talking to Mikal Bridges. And it says, Mikal Bridges gets some unfair flack. That's Josh Hart on the criticism Bridges receives. And then there's a quote from me talking on First Take where I said, I need Josh Hart to be quiet. So, ladies and gentlemen, he had every right to tell me to shut the hell up. Because he was responding to me telling him to be quiet. I don't have any problem with that. I meant what I said and what I just finished talking about a few minutes ago. Me being a Knicks fan and all of that. But in terms of him telling me to shut the hell up, that's perfectly within his right. I told him to be quiet. Him telling me to shut the hell up, that's perfectly within bounds. I'm not a mental midget. I can take it. So he's perfectly within his right and within his jurisdiction to clap back at me the way that he did. I have no problem with it. I just disagree with his disposition. I'm a Knicks fan. I'm not satisfied with what I'm seeing from Mikal Bridges. I need more. I didn't say Mikal Bridges is a scrub. I didn't say he can't play. I didn't say he can't do it. I said I need to see more. Because the only way we're going to win a championship is if we get it from him. And I'm not letting up on that. I need more from Mikal Bridges. Period. I'm not backing up from that. But Josh Hart telling me to shut the hell up, he's absolutely right to say that. I'm not going to listen. But he's absolutely right to say that. Perfectly within his right. I started it by telling him to be quiet. So he's perfectly right to do so. No big deal. I'm good with it.